Yes, folks, tell your neighbor, Walter Mason. This is a program for you and by you. Here you can get acquainted with your neighbors from coast to coast by sharing with them things that have made your life happier. Those memories, experiences, stories, and poems that have brought you laughter and inspiration. It's fun to tell your neighbor, and you'll win prizes, too, so tell your neighbor. And now here he is, your good neighbor and friend, Walter Mason.
How are you, neighbor? You know the old slogan, it's somebody's birthday today? Well, if it's yours, here's wishing you many happy returns. Or if you're celebrating an anniversary, the same pleasant wish goes to you. Well, another day, another batch of mail, so let's get going. First off, I have a very cute child story to pass along from Mrs. Rebelle Van Wagoner of Cleveland, Utah, who writes, "The task of being the mother of 10 children has its reward in some of the amusing incidents and sayings that the youngsters keep coming up with," says Mrs. Van Wagoner. "Take the other day, for instance. My little Judy, who's only 3 years old, came into the house crying as if her heart would break, with the tears streaming down her cheeks. Trying to make the situation seem less grave, I said, 'Why, Judy, there's water coming out of your eyes.' Well, Mrs. Van Wagoner goes on to tell us, she stopped crying immediately, wiped off the tears with her hand, and then looked at them on the back of her hand. Then proudly she announced, 'Them's not water, Mommy. Them's cry leaks.'" By way of saying thanks for a very typical child story, Mrs. Rebelle Van Wagoner of Cleveland, Utah, I'm going to send you a double gift I know you'll be glad to have. A set of 6 stainless steel PAL steak knives, plus a 7-piece kitchen cutlery set, both by the makers of famous PAL hollow ground razor blades. The next letter I see before me contains a true animal story about the companionship of a cat, sent in by Mrs. Betty Gorse of Euclid, Ohio. And it starts out, "Many people will disagree with me and say that Jerry was just an ordinary black alley tomcat. But to my husband and me, there was nothing ordinary about Jerry at all." Mrs. Gorse goes on to tell us, "From the day we took Jerry in, starved and injured, he tried to thank us for his release from calamity. He had a soft thank you purr for everything we did for him. There was a gentle rumbling in his throat when either of us returned from an absence, and a very special purr of pride to let us know he was performing his duties, such as chasing the neighbor's dogs out of the yard, keeping the rabbits out of the lettuce patch, and preventing field mice from having the run of our garage. But one time," Mrs. Gorse goes on, "Jerry awarded us with the quintessence of his loyalty, constancy, and devotion when I suddenly had to go to the hospital for an operation. Usually, when we were all home, Jerry slept in his own little bed in the basement. But on that first night I was away, he roamed over the house searching for me and whimpering softly. Then came bedtime, but Jerry absolutely refused to go to the cellar. Instead, he raced upstairs ahead of my husband and lay down beside the bed. Then, when the bed covers had been turned back, he jumped up and took my place there on the pillow. He slept comfortably, and the rhythm of his soft breathing and his warm comfort soon put my uneasy and worried husband to sleep." Mrs. Gorse concludes her letter by saying, "Upon my return from the hospital, Jerry resumed his sleeping in the basement, though he gracefully draped himself at my feet all during the day. His triumphant purr of gratitude and adoration was more eloquent than words can tell. Somehow, Jerry seemed to say, 'Now we're all together again, and everything's all right.'" By sharing a very heartwarming story of a cat's devotion, Mrs. Betty Gorse of Euclid, Ohio, you've earned yourself a handy and good-looking, ever-hot automatic roasterette for heating rolls, baking potatoes, and cooking and serving all kinds of delicious casserole dishes. Our thought for today is one well worth remembering as the years pass by. It comes from neighbor Bernadine Walton of Marengo, Illinois, who's going to receive a gift by Solon Palmer Perfumers for over 100 years, a beautiful gift set of brocade perfume, cologne, dusting powder, sachet, and soap. Now, as the years pass, remember this. Nobody grows old merely by living a number of years. People grow old only by deserting their ideals. Years wrinkle the face, But to give up enthusiasm wrinkles the soul. Worry, doubt, self-interest, fear, despair. These are the long, long years that bow the head and turn the growing spirit back to dust. But if you keep your mind fresh and your heart young, the spirit grows not old, but up. And the wrinkles formed are happy signs of successful years of smiles and laughter. And now, here is our announcer.
When it comes to making your future secure, there's no substitute for saving. And when it comes to saving, there's no better way than with United States security bonds. Right now, your government is making it possible to buy security bonds three easy ways. One, through the payroll savings plan for all who are on a payroll. Two, the bond a month plan. And three, extra bond buying at your bank or post office when and as you can. Yes, United States security bonds help to make your future secure. Not only that, they provide you with retirement income, education for the children, a new home, and ways to enjoy your leisure. Security bonds are safe, profitable, and give you peace of mind like a cash reserve. So buy one a week or buy one a month. Make your future shine with the promise of security, comfort, and peace of mind. Buy United States bonds through your bank or post office, and buy them regularly. And now back to Walter Mason.
Thank you. Here we are, up to our Golden Rule Award, when we salute a real good neighbor. And such a person is today's winner, Dr. George Cushman of Woodbury, Connecticut. The letter of nomination comes from Mrs. Einar Holland of Southbury, Connecticut, who's going to receive a fine gift of a universal coffee-matic made by Landers, Frary, and Clark with a famous flavor selector that makes your coffee to suit your taste, mild, medium, or strong. Neighbors, I'm especially pleased with today's Good Neighbor Award, for I feel that many of us take the services and duties of our doctors and nurses a little bit for granted. The doctor's life is not an easy one. But here is Mrs. Holland's letter. Our young Doc Cushman is the kindliness and unselfishness of the old-fashioned country doctor. He loves his work, he loves people, and his aim in life seems not to see how quickly he can make money at being a doctor, but how much work he can do for his suffering fellow man. Mrs. Holland goes on to say, "It's never too cold or too hot. It's never too early or too late for Dr. Cushman to make a call. Then his very presence seems to do almost as much good as his medicine. And if you've ever had to listen to a loved one's cry of pain and fear in the dark of the night, you know how important that can be." Mrs. Holland continues, "My 7-year-old daughter, Helene, had a very strange sickness not too long ago. Her entire body became painful to touch while a low fever burned her slender body and erased the pink roses from her young cheeks. In answer to our call, Dr. Cushman visited us at 1:30 in the morning and stayed for hours, even though he was dead on his feet from exhaustion. After making his diagnosis, he seemed to cease being a doctor only and started being a good neighbor. And his kind, gentle words of encouragement and understanding helped me to have faith that everything would turn out all right. Well, Mrs. Holland goes on, it did. Helene soon became well, nursed back to health by our wonderful Dr. Cushman. And this is just one example of the many kindnesses he's performed in our community. And I am just one of the many who speak his praises, for the good that he does as a neighbor, friend, and doctor extend far beyond the call of duty. And believe me," Mrs. Holland concludes, "he's the best good neighbor that could ever happen to any community. And so, Dr. George Cushman of Woodbury, Connecticut, I am proud to present you with our Golden Rule Award for today. In honor of your good neighborliness above and beyond your duties as a doctor, I'm sending you a Golden Rule certificate. Besides, as a special gift, you'll also receive an attractive and dependable Whitnor watch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches. I'm sure you'll be delighted to own this truly fine watch, made and guaranteed by the Longines Whitnor Watch Company, since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. Congratulations, Doctor, and may your services to humanity continue for many years. And now, here is our announcer.
The Golden Rule Award is a regular daily feature of Tell Your Neighbor. Each broadcast day, Walter Mason selects a good neighbor from the nominations you send in, and that person receives a Golden Rule certificate and a very special gift. So dig around in your memory for someone who's done a kind deed worthy of the Golden Rule Award. Then send the story to Walter Mason, Tell Your Neighbor, in care of the station to which you are listening. Be sure to include the full name and address of the person you nominate. And you know, you can write as often as you wish and make as many nominations as you wish. And don't forget to send other stories. Let's see, there's bright sayings of children, your favorite joke or poem, your secret for a happy home, your childhood's happiest memory, or an amazing true animal story. For each story you send that's used on the program, you'll receive a prize of lasting value. So write today and tell your neighbor. And now back to Walter Mason.
Thank you. Now, how about a child story? This one comes from Mrs. Florence Spears of Hutchinson, Kansas, who writes, "We took our 4-year-old son with us on our 3-week vacation this year, and we all enjoyed the trip very much. One of the memories, though, that lingers longest in our minds concerns not the sights we saw nor the good times we had. Instead, it's one of our son's remarks made while we were traveling along a lake shore." Mrs. Spears goes on to say, "The youngster noticed 2 small islands out in the middle of this lake and immediately began hopping up and down in the back seat. Interested to know if we were missing something, I turned around and asked Sonny, 'What on earth are you so excited about?' And he replied, pointing to the 2 islands, 'Mommy, look at them pieces of dirt in swimming.'" Very funny. Very funny, Mrs. Florence Spears of Hutchinson, Kansas. And your child story has earned you a valuable combination gift package from Saywan Incorporated of Columbus, Mississippi and Atlanta, Georgia. 4 quarts of Grow Crop, the amazing liquid fertilizer everyone is talking about, along with a Grow Gun applicator. A perfect combination for producing prize-winning flowers, nutritious vegetables, and a lush green lawn. And in addition, a large 25-pound bag of Saywan's Evergreen Lawn Mixture for fall planting. Top quality products by a top quality company. If you neighbors don't laugh when you hear our poem for today, I'll be kind of surprised. It was passed along to us by Mrs. George Christensen of Silverton, Oregon, who's going to receive a lovely gift of a crystal flagon of Shy perfume. Shy, the rare, subtle fragrance favored by so many discriminating women. Mrs. Christensen introduces her contribution by saying, "So many mothers forget that examples count far more than words, even me, that to remind myself, I composed a little poem. I'm afraid it's not very good poetry," says Mrs. Christensen, "but it's true. I've called it A Mother's Problem, and this is how it goes. I give my children good advice and tell them what to do to make their pathway pleasant as life they travel through. I teach them to be courteous, to keep their voices low, and always to their elders a meek respect to show. I urge them to be diligent, to study hard in school, to let each thought and action reflect the golden rule. I give my children good advice. I talk to them each day. They really could be perfect if only they'd obey. But children are contrary. I wish this were not true. Instead of doing what I say, they copy what I do." Goodbye, neighbors.
Walter Mason will return to the air tomorrow at the same time. Remember, every listener in every part of the country has an opportunity to tell a story on Tell Your Neighbor and receive one of the many valuable prizes. Tell a joke you enjoy, a true animal story, your childhood's happiest memory, or the story of your favorite good neighbor. Send your letter to Walter Mason, Tell Your Neighbor, in care of the station to which you are listening. Tune in again tomorrow to Walter Mason and Tell Your Neighbor. All material becomes the property of Walter Mason, and his selection is final. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.